Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Mike?
Yes.
Hi, Mike. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Good.
Good. Good to hear. Happy Thursday, right?
Yeah.
We're almost there. Not that we're counting, huh?
Almost.
So I know you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
Well, I did ask her, how do you guys guarantee, I mean, how do you guys work Google's algorithms? I mean, Google's algorithms change by the minute almost. I mean, I understand that. How do you guys work their algorithms to guarantee me on the first page is what I don't understand.
Okay, so that's a great question. We are one of the very few companies in the nation that has earned what's called a premier partnership with Google. Okay. And what that means is that Google actually has a support staff on site for us. So anytime you work with a premier partner, you'll have that extra support staff available for your business. Now, Google doesn't do any search engine optimization to help businesses get in the maps. That's always performed by a third-party company. Okay. The only thing you could get if you called Google directly is do the Google pay-per-click ads, but I don't think you would like them because they're very, very expensive and they're more conducive to a large corporation that has tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month. They don't really do much for a small to mid-sized business. So with that being said, have you tried those paid ads in the past or anything like that?
I have, and like I was telling the lady I was speaking to before you, I've got a lady at Google that's helping me with all of that. Like she's doing, like keyword analysis and, you know, see which ones perform best. And I don't know. And, something else. I can't even think of what it's called now.
The Google paid ads, or is it for the local map optimization on Google? Do you know?
No, no, because I'm not really sure what the difference is.
Did she call you, or did you call her?
No, I called her.
Okay. So if she's helping you doing keyword analysis and if she's legitimately at Google, then she would be helping you with the Google pay-per-click ads. So the difference with that is, let's say once she does her analysis, let's say that you give her $300, and let's say hypothetically that the pay-per-click rate is $30 a click. After only 10 people click on your ad, you would rotate off and some other company would rotate on. That's how those Google paid ads work. And that's why they're not really conducive for a smaller company. They're better for a big corporation that has that type of money to pump into it. Plus, with Google paid ads, you have to pay for the click, whether it's a potential client, whether it's someone clicking on it trying to sell you something, or even if it's a competing company trying to drive your bill up. Okay, so you just never know where that money is being depleted from. So with this program, the difference is that we would actually promote Absolute Bath and Shower on the first page of Google right below those paid ads. And it's the highest revenue generating section online, meaning that when a consumer does a search online, 87% will bypass the paid ads at the top and go straight to the local listings, which is where we place you. And of course, nobody goes to the back pages. Okay. And the beauty of it is in that local map optimization, the more people that click on you, the stronger results that you'll get and the more relevancy you'll see. So this is the other side of the coin, right, as what she's trying to do for you. And the main benefit is definitely within the exclusivity, meaning that this position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you, we'd actually block out your entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, without a doubt, because that will maximize the jobs that come to Absolute Bath and Shower. Now, since you're working under a new DBA for that business name, you would qualify for the new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing. And it would set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. Now, I sent you a text message, Mike, that has our pricing page on it. What you need is the Platinum Package, and that's the one that sells on our site for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. But don't panic if you see that, because if you do decide to move forward, you'll get an email that says terms and conditions, and it will show you that you're getting everything within that Platinum Package, but you're only paying $299 monthly. And you'll be grandfathered into that rate, so it doesn't matter if you, you know, start out small and take on 5 jobs a month, or if you grow your business and take on 50 jobs a month, you're not having to pay per click or per lead or per phone call or anything like that. You're paying for the service to keep you on the first page, so it's just a flat rate month to month. Okay?
Absolutely.
Now, yep, and then what the program itself will include is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also all of the popular directories. We would program you into some of those, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Right.
Right? So that's a different search result altogether. And once we program Absolute Bath and Shower into the mobile platform, now you'll also become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay? Now, do you have a business Facebook by chance?
I do.
You do. Excellent. The reason I ask is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's really cool how it works, because you know how when you do a search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to the Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up?
Right.
Right. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there would be an ad for your company coming up. So it's something, you know, that's designed to bring you more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see not only how many new clients you received, but you'll see which ones came from Google, which ones came from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they're coming from. You know, that way everything is very transparent. Okay?
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, my question to you is, you know, being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Would it, back on the social media, I mean, I do run Facebook, I pay for Facebook ads every now and then. I mean, would that kind of take place? I mean, would that take place, take that place of doing that? You know what I mean? Would I?
Yes, so absolutely. If you're running Facebook ads, you could discontinue them on your own and just have us bundle it with our services. Or we could remove the Facebook ads from our package, and that would lower your subscription to $199 monthly. So each month when you pay us $299, we would take that $100 off the top and send it to Facebook ads. So if you're already paying for those, you may not want to duplicate it unless you just stop running them on your own and have us take it over. You know, then you'd probably want to keep it.
If you take it over,
mm-hmm.
Who creates the ad and the pictures and the, you know, the wording and all of that? I mean, how would that work?
We would do all of that. We have a special department that runs the Facebook mm-hmm. ads. So we would do all of that. And on your dashboard, you can even see the previews of the ads before they go live so that you can authorize it. If there's something on there that you're thinking, oh, I'd like to change it, you would have time to do that. Mm-hmm. And
I was just going to say, if I was running a special that month or something, I mean, could I go in there and tell you guys, you know, what I want to do for that month or something like that? Or
absolutely. We welcome that. Matter of fact, the more proactive you are with your account and the more specials you want to run, the better results that you'll see. So anytime you think of something creative like that and you say, hey, I want it to say 5% off for a new client, or I want it to say we were running a summer special, call now, or whatever you want to put on there, we could put that on the Facebook ad, but also on the Google Business page, because we can put weekly posts up on that Google Business page and also promote those special offers for you.
How many Facebook ads would there be a month included?
Well, it's a $100 budget, and all we charge to run them is a 25% management fee, which is way below industry standard. Industry standard is 35%. So every time you sent us the $299 and we send the $100 to Facebook, $25 goes towards the management fee. So it doesn't cost you an extra $25. We just take it out of the budget that you already have.
And that is $299 a month, you say?
Yep, $299 a month flat, and like I said, it would never go up.
Okay. That sounds good. I've actually been thinking about doing something like that because I don't have time. I have time to do the Facebook posts, but I just don't like it. And I use like ChatGPT a lot to create my post, you know, and then I'll post and it just takes a lot of time to do it. And, that would make that easier for sure.
100%. Plus, that's the number one reason that businesses hire us is not only because we're promoting them in the highest revenue generating section online, but also it frees up so much of their time. Because let's say that you were an SEO guru and you could do your own Facebook ads and you could also do your own Google optimization. It's going to take you hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming each month, and nobody has time for that. I mean, you'd rather be out doing what you specialize in, right? We take control. And if you calculate it out, it comes to only about $9 a day, you know, to increase your business. And because there's no contract, it's fully cancelable at any time if you're not happy. Although I know that you'll never cancel because you're going to absolutely love this program, Mike. And nobody cancels on profit, right? So I'm very confident that you'll be with us next year at this time. You'll love the program. You'll never cancel. But worst case scenario, if you ever did, you would still have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if I just, for instance, say I went in now and just Googled bathroom remodeler near me or something, it would pull up, like I said, the paid ads first, and then the first one would be whoever. I mean, whoever's there now, you know what I'm saying? How would I be guaranteed that I will be above them?
So nobody can tell you if you would fall above them or below them. That's all done internally.
Oh, you'd be on the first page.
Right, the first page. Okay. But with that being said, I want to clarify something for you. Google will determine who gets ranked there by a quality score that your business achieves. And that's based on internet presence, presence in the community, web presence, whether you have any negative reviews posted against you, which you don't. So that will work as a positive for you. So because we're the best of the best in the industry, we do oftentimes place businesses that will instantaneously go to the first position. Sometimes they're down at 5 or 6 before we build up their relevancy and they achieve a higher placement. But the good news is even for the companies that are, say, in the 10th position or the 11th position, they're still amongst the businesses that are getting 87% of the revenue. You know, and I think that that's because we're in an instant gratification type of a world. You know, people do a search, they see the companies coming up are local and credible, and then they hire one. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I guess things too, like likes and shares and all that kind of helps that move up on the page too, doesn't it?
Yeah, if they go on there and there's not a like or a share on the Google Business page, but there is a button where they can leave you a review. And once the Google Business page gets verified and published, we would help you with that aspect too. We're very, very big on conversion. So when that happens, we'll send you a review generator email, and it will be hyperlinked to your Google listing. And it'll say, you know, thank you for using Absolute Bath and Shower. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you, you know, a couple of people filling that out here and there to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google.
But would Facebook, like likes and shares on Facebook, would that help my Google search algorithm?
Absolutely, because the, like I said, Google, because we're a premier partner, they allow us to bundle our service with the Facebook ads. So likes and shares on Facebook, that definitely would help your Google placement, because that's one of the factors that they consider in, you know, where those companies get placed is the internet presence. And if you have a strong internet presence and a strong social media presence, that obviously will help you.
Yeah. I also have an auto detail business, and I've done that before myself. Like whenever, like if people quit calling, if I don't get calls for a few days, I'll go in there and I'll post Facebook posts and, you know, share this and that and hashtags. And I've got a YouTube channel. I'll post a video from a YouTube channel on the face. You know what I mean? Just kind of that circle or whatever you want to call it, and my phone will start ringing right after that.
Oh, you're smart. Yeah, you know what? You have a much better marketing sense than most business owners I talk to. Because a lot of them don't realize how important the YouTube videos are, the hashtags, getting the word out there, because you could hashtag something that someone would have never seen had you not put that hashtag in. Yeah, so that's very, very important. Good for you. That's
awesome. I've learned a lot about that trying to do it myself, but, well, you know, that's a whole nother deal. You know, I'm either detailing cars or remodeling bathrooms. I'm not SEO. Yeah, I mean, that takes a whole nother set of skills right there.
Yeah, and that's the nice thing about working with us, Mike, is that all of our technicians are 100% Google certified, and every time a new revision comes through, because as you mentioned earlier, Google does change the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as frequently as, you know, 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So when you acquire our service, every time a new revision comes in, you have a team of technicians here that updates your information and refreshes your data. And that's how we ensure that you never fall off the first page. With that being said, I'll send you a confirmation email. Do you want me to use the one on your site, or is there a better one? Because that one is customer.service.
That's fine. Or just let me give you just my one. I generic on my personal one. I check it more than I do anything. But It's mvallett@yahoo.com.
mvallett@yahoo.com, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, perfect. And then is that your last name also?
Yes.
Okay, figured. Okay, Valet. And then is this the phone number you'd like to have displayed on Google?
Yes.
Okay, is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main number?
Yeah, just this one. It's my cell phone.
Perfect. Okay. So in the event if we had to send you a text message or something, we'll just put this that you receive text messages on it as well. And then for the listing on Google, do you want it to show as Absolute Bath and Shower, or would I put in Inc. or LLC, anything like that? What's your thoughts there?
No, just Absolute Bath and Shower Remodel.
Okay, remodel. Okay. I like that because some people insist, oh, I have an LLC. I have to have it on there. And that's fine. We can do it. But my thought is when someone sees you on the first page, they're more concerned that you're local and credible and you can get the job done, whether you have an LLC or an Inc. on there. You know what I mean?
Right. I do have an LLC, but this is actually just a DBA from that LLC. So.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you know, if you ever change your mind down the road and you want to change things up a little bit, you could always call us. Uh-huh. Any revisions are free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. But I think the way you put remodel on the end is also very smart, because if you just put Absolute Bath and Shower, someone might think that you're just selling Absolute Bath and Shower products as opposed to being a remodeler. So I think that's very smart,
too. Yeah, in fact, when I was working with that lady at Google, all the keywords that she put in first were soap dish, towel set, you know, stuff like that. Like, no.
No. You want to have, bathroom remodel, bathroom renovation, shower, new shower enclosures, you know, new granite countertops and sinks and things like that, and flooring we'll put the programming in more conducive to what you do. And is the 4916 North Walnut Drive, is that the business address?
Yeah, I mean, that's my home address. I office out of my house.
Okay, so what Google will do for a home-based business is they'll hide the address once it gets published. But I will let you know that if they need to send you a PIN verification code, it will come to that. They don't really do that 100% every time, but if you see a little 5-digit code coming in the mail from Google, just make sure to get that back to us, okay?
Okay, now let me ask you this. My auto detail business is set up. I mean, if you Google high-tech auto detail on maps, you know what I mean? It's got this address, will pull up on maps. Will that interfere with this?
It might. Yeah, it might interfere. What I would do is we'll leave it at this, and you can do the client interview with the technician. If they advise you to use a different address, then what some people do is they use a friend or a relative or a colleague's address. Because once it gets verified, it would be hidden on the profile anyway. What you don't want to use is a post office box or a UPS store address, because that would conflict. That's called a PNB address, and Google will reject it. But as long as it's another physical address, you can, choose an alternate address during that client interview.
Yeah, I thought about getting one of those, like a virtual office address.
Yes. If it's a unique virtual office address, that would actually work. But, it won't work if it's, like mailboxes, et cetera, or something like that. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'll put a note in here for the technician. Give me the name of the detail business again.
It's High Tech Auto Detail. It's HYTECH. Auto Detail.
Okay, I'll find the Google business page and I'll put it in the notes, and then that way they can make the decision on that. Let me see here. Oh, there it is. Oh, it says that you're temporarily closed. Are you aware
of
that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, it says.
Yeah.
Okay.
Revamping some stuff, but I'd like to keep that. I'm not going to close it out, but I've just got it temporarily closed for now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good to know. So when you're ready to kind of revamp it, you just go in there and you take that notification off, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought. Okay. So let me make a note
I do that out of my house and my insurance company threatened to drop our insurance if I continue doing business out of my house. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm surprised because most auto detailer businesses I know, they're all mobile or they're home-based. People sometimes have an auto shop or something or a body repair shop that also does auto detailing, but I hardly ever see like a standalone brick and mortar auto detail shop, you know?
Yeah,
I'm surprised the insurance is so tight on that. Wow.
Yeah. Crazy.
But if you put that notification on there temporarily closed, then they're okay with it, right?
Yeah, as far as I know. I mean, if they was to check up on me and they'd see that, I think they'd be fine. I actually had to write a letter saying that I wouldn't do it anymore and give it to them.
Yeah. So when you set up that Google business page somewhere along the line, you had that address published. Maybe you should try to go back in there and try to hide the address. Maybe that would help too, you know, because that's what we do for a home-based business. So as long as they can't see it, they won't know that
exactly.
It's a home, you know?
Yeah,
that might help you.
Yeah.
So, and then for this listing for the Absolute Bath and Shower remodel, did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
It is a debit card. And what would it be? Total right now?
Total right now is just $398. And then each month it's $299. So that $99 setup fee goes on the first payment only.
I need to do some rearranging on my budget. I had $300 come out today that I wasn't expecting off of that account.
Oh,
and
I
that
see.
That didn't really help matters, Danny. And then, too, I just signed up on Angie's List, and that was another $285 that they took yesterday, and then I had $300 come out.
Unexpectedly, yeah, that's a big chunk between the $285 and the $300.
Yeah.
Well, if you like, I could secure the position and block off the category and then not actually charge you until later today or tomorrow to give you some time to rearrange your funds. Do you think that would work?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to even try to process it if you need to rearrange, but I'll set it up for later. And then on the debit card, does it say your name or the business name or both?
It's both.
Okay, and does your name appear as Mike or Michael, and is there a middle name or initial?
I don't know. Let me check and see. It is Mike R. Vallette.
Mike R. Vallette. And is the North Walnut Drive also the billing address?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, it's 4338.
Okay.
5800.
Got it.
0024.
Okay.
3481.
Okay. Expiration?
It's 1 of 27.
And the code?
180.
180. Okay. And then when do you think you'd have enough time to rearrange everything and we can process this?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon. Okay. So do you want to say around 2 o'clock your time tomorrow, which is kind of close to what we're talking now, or do you want to do a little later?
That'd be fine.
Okay, so we'll process it after 2 o'clock tomorrow, and then.
And there's a good chance my bank will flag that. In fact, that's kind of what happened this morning with that other one. They flagged it as fraud alert, and they're liable to do that with this one too. So if there is a problem, I guess they'll call or something and let me know.
Sometimes they'll do that with an out-of-state transaction if it is the first time. So, yeah, if you get a notification at 2 o'clock tomorrow that, you know, hey, Local Splash is trying to process 398, is this fraud? Just authorize it, and then we could go back in and try to process it again, you know, just because once you authorize it, it'll go through no problem. And then... Yeah. What I'll do right now is go through what's called a voice verification recording. And what that will do is outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So this portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance. And some of it will be repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Absolute Bath and Shower Remodel.
Thank you. And please state your name and title with the company.
Mike Vallett, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All that means is if you do anything else online, just let us know about it so we can make sure it doesn't conflict with the programming that we're doing. And that doesn't include Angie's leads or the Google ads that you've already started. That won't conflict with this. So anything else additional, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged tomorrow, June 21st, after 2 p.m. Central Time, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So now, tomorrow I'm going to schedule an appointment for my technician to call you to go over your keywords and getting you set up.
Okay.
We don't have a 2 o'clock open, but we have 3, 4, or 5 for tomorrow. So what do you think would work better?
3 o'clock will be fine.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll block out an hour from 3 to 4 o'clock Central Time, and that's just in case our technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 3:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay?
Okay.
And then lastly, let me see here. How long ago did you create the Google Business page for the detailing company?
Oh, man. I honestly don't remember. A couple of years ago, maybe?
Okay. Reason I ask you that, Mike, is Google has cracked down on their guidelines, and they've gotten a lot more strict from a year ago. It used to be they'd send out a little 5-digit PIN code, like I mentioned, and then once you get it back to us, they trust you and they publish it. Now what they want to do is protect you even further as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to actually have a valid business in the area. So you're going to get an email from me that will say action needed, pictures for Google verification. There's about seven different suggestions on there. It'll say, do you have a business license? If not, do you have a registration? If not, do you have an invoice with the address or a business card? Or do you have a work vehicle with an Oklahoma license plate? So you don't have to send all seven items in that email. Let's say you only have two things on that list. By all means, get those two things over to us, because that will make sure that the verification process goes smoothly, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to do that a year ago? I think it might have been right around the – I think they started maybe in like May of last year doing that.
Yeah, no, I don't believe so. The only thing I can remember is they sent a little postcard in the mail to verify the address.
Yep, that's how they used to do it. They used to just send the five-digit code, and that would be it. You'd be done. And now they take it one step further. So, yeah, if you get a new postcard, by all means, get us the number. But if not, then don't worry about it. Just refer to this email that I'm sending you. And then also, I'm going to text you my direct line. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. And the reason being is that it's the same phone number for customer support. So if you want to talk to me directly, you would plug in that 777 and it would ring to my desk. If you want to call in with a billing question, or let's say you have an update, all you would do is use that same number and hit option 1. And anybody that answers the phone can help you. And we're available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. your time, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I have one more question.
Sure.
On the Google, I have ran some Google ads, and I actually have a open bill that is not paid yet.
Okay.
Would that matter, or will it be a whole nother, you know, I mean, we'll start out with a whole nother ID number or whatever, ad number or whatever it is, or what do I need to do there?
It shouldn't conflict in any way, shape, or form, because the Google ads are separate from the Google map optimization, okay? But I will put that in the notes just in case that there's a, you know, an outstanding balance on the Google ads, and you want to make sure that that doesn't conflict with this program, okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So other than that, tomorrow at 2 o'clock when we process the payment, if it does go through, you'll get an email that says terms and conditions, and that's the one that I'll want you to go in and acknowledge with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into the pricing and ensure that it never goes up. We can't do that right now because we're not processing the payment until tomorrow, but if you see that email coming tomorrow, you can just go in. It'll take 2 seconds to open it up and put in your e-signature and hit confirm, and then once you do that, you're good to go. If they see that it hasn't been taken care of when they call you at 3, then I'll have the technician remind you to do it as well, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're all good to go. Mike, do you have any other questions for me?
No, I don't believe so. Well, I get like a dashboard or something where I can, you know, check my account and make adjustments and all of that, or how will that work? Like an app?
Absolutely.
Or
Yep. In the welcome email that you'll get tomorrow after we process the payment, you'll have a username and a password, and that's to your client dashboard. So you can go in and you can look at the results in real time. You could also make revision, upload new pictures. Let's say you have a brand new remodel that's absolutely beautiful and you haven't put it on your Facebook or your website yet, then you can upload the picture right on your dashboard, and we can promote it on Google and on your Facebook for you, okay?
Okay, gotcha.
Yep. And then when your e-signature goes through tomorrow, that's the first thing that will be your sign that it went through, is it'll ask you for a username and password. So if you see that, don't worry about it, because that username and password will be in your welcome email. But if you see that, that's your sign that your e-signature actually went through and that you're grandfathered into the rate that I gave you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I definitely enjoyed talking to you. I never told you this whole time we were talking, but my daughter is an OU alumni. She graduated in 2012. Yeah. Yep.
Cool.
And we loved it. We love going to Oklahoma and being in the Midwest. Yeah. And she just, it's funny because at first she said, oh, she got a scholarship offer for track and field. And she said, well, I'll go there for college, but I've never been to the Midwest. And she kind of thought it was going to be like something that, you know, she wouldn't enjoy. And we fell in love with it. We talk about it all the time. Yeah. Like, we have to go back and visit sometime. It's so fun out there.
Yeah. She thought it was going to be cowboys and Indians, didn't she?
Yeah. Like when people go to Kansas and they think of Dorothy, you know, and they think it's all just cornfields, you know, it was kind of the same thing she thought.
Where are you guys at?
We're in Southern California now. So. Yeah. Are you familiar at all?
No, I've never even been to California. My wife's been up there a few times, but I never have.
Oh, okay. Well, we're actually right down the street from Disneyland. We're about 20 miles from Disneyland, and we're about 4 miles from the Pacific Ocean. We're right next to a city called Huntington Beach. Yeah, so we have a really good location, which makes us stay here because we have to put up with our crazy governor. So.
Who was the UFC fighter from Huntington Beach? They called him the Huntington Beach
Bad Boy. Oh, that's Tito Ortiz.
That's right. It was Tito.
Yep. He was on the Huntington Beach City Council before he moved, but he got so tired of the politics and the craziness going on in California, he up and moved his family to Florida. But but being that we live so close, you know, before he moved, we would run into him all the time. We'd see him at the bowling alley, or we'd see him down at the beach. And he had a nice house in Huntington Harbor, right where the boats were. And he was still at it. He's a good
very
guy.
Cool.
Definitely. It's funny that you knew that. You knew that he was from. Yeah, he's right from next door to us. So.
That's funny.
Oh, neat. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I enjoyed talking to you, Mike. If you need anything else whatsoever, give me a call. And then if not, you're all good to go for tomorrow. And if for some reason that payment gets blocked because of that fraud thing, I'll reach out to you and we'll work with the bank in getting it to go through. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Have a great rest of your day too.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. No problem. Bye. Okay. Bye-bye.